My name is Jason Spies with Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism. My son Otis and I would like to take this moment to thank everyone involved with the Bakken Shale Play. From the trucking companies to the oil companies to the hotel operators to the restaurateur. It takes a big team to keep this economy moving. And my son and I are happy to be a part of it. You see, I'm running my 9-year-old son's company right now. Because in 20 years when he's ready to take over, the Bakken will still be a world-class shale play. And our company will become a second-generation business. Hold on a minute, am I running my grandson's company or my great-grandson's company?
Welcome to Building the Bakken, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. And what a fabulous show we got in store for you today. We talk about the 4th annual Bakken Barbecue with Tiffany Steiner and Jackie Schmidt with MBI Energy Services. Coming up June 17th at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Can you believe they're already on their 4th year for that fantastic event that's raising money for Make-A-Wish North Dakota? Plus, Doug Goring, North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner and Industrial Commission member, talking about flaring. Give us an update on flaring. Kevin Travis with Rototorque with our Boots on the Ground segment. And Brian Sullivan and I compare the oil industry's price drop to when the internet came to the media world, how businesses everywhere had to rewrite their business plan to try to accommodate the new technology. All that plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
United Frac, a reputation for the best quality new and used frac tanks. United Frac prides themselves in selling only the highest quality oil field equipment. United Frac has the largest frac tank inventory in North America. This includes new and pre-owned tanks. Contact a salesman today. Discover why United Frac sells more tanks in a week than competitors do in a year. Call toll-free 866-513-0565 or go to unitedfrac.com. That's United Frac.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Brian Sullivan, co-host of the CNBC program Power Lunch, heard every Monday through Friday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The reasons I got interested in this story, which is known as the shale play, was because of the change, that something felt different, much like how you gravitated to it, because this play does seem different. And when I heard John Gibson, the former CEO of One Oak, tell me, who I've interviewed, and he told me that they're rewriting their business plan. So did Harold Hamm. James Volker from Whiting alluded to the same thing. When I started hearing these men of that caliber tell me they're rewriting their business plan, the first thing I thought of, in all honesty, was my industry, the media. I've been in the media now for 25 years, and when the internet came around, I had to literally rewrite my whole business plan multiple times because, you know, nobody would pay for it, and then how do you get them to pay for it, and yada, yada, yada. And then you started seeing the Los Angeles Times go out of business because, you know, after 100 years of being a successful company, the internet put them out of business. So to me, that's what the shale revolution kind of reminded me of, is this technology wave that is changing oil and gas to the tune to where the deepest pockets are going to win. And I don't know. I guess, do you got any comments on that, I guess?
Well, you know, I like the analogy, actually. I hadn't thought of it before, so I think it's pretty good. I guess the idea would be this. I mean, it's kind of like, to your point, media, now print or TV, it doesn't really matter. I mean, print ad rate can come down a lot more than I think broadcast, but the point is the same, is that the whole industry's changed, and I feel like with the oil producers, it's kind of like, well, it's just a matter of time before oil recovers and goes higher again. And it's kind of like us saying, well, it's just a matter of time before ad rates go higher again. What if they don't?
Right.
And that you have to operate your company like that, and if they do, great. If they don't, then you're prepared. But you can't assume prices are going to go high. You know, I think we have recency bias because oil's been above 100 a barrel twice in the last 5 or 6 years. If you go back 40 or 50 years and inflation adjusts, the price of oil is like $40, $45. I mean, that's where oil wants to be. For the 90s, oil did nothing, right? I mean, and so for most of the 90s. And so it's entirely possible that just because oil has collapsed as much as it has, that it's not going to recover. It may not. What if it doesn't? And I think if you're running a company, you have to have, you know, you have to have a budget and an operating plan that says, what if oil is at $40 to $45 for the next 5 years? How does XYZ Corporation get through that? And that's what you have to do. And the good news, I guess, is that people are going to learn to operate a lot smarter. And that, you know, if they can operate at 40 to 45, that if we see a turn, you know, that until labor rates go back up, that they're going to be able to make some money and possibly grow. So, but if they don't, you darn well better be able to have your balance sheet in order. And if you took on a lot of debt and can't renegotiate your debt or issue new equity or whatever it is, you're in trouble. That's why I said 40 is not much better than 30 for some companies.
I wanted to ask you about the reverse ripple. I did a story called The Bakken Ripple and explained how, you know, Miles City and Billings and Rapid City and Minneapolis were really early successors because of the distribution arteries that were set up, and just some of the, you know, 3M out of Minneapolis made everything just so natural for the Bakken. They were an early victor in the success of the Bakken. Now there's a reverse ripple that's coming through. When it comes to the jobs that have been created, now the jobs that are being eliminated because of this volatility of price. Okay, that's kind of the context behind it. So what do you see, or do you have any comments when it comes to the reverse ripple?
Well, okay, so I've been very vocal in saying about a year and a half ago, I came out and tweeted and said that I thought the oil's drop of this magnitude was bad for the economy. And people basically were saying I was an idiot because, you know, that's low gas prices, and low gas prices are good. Yes, low gas prices are good. But when you look at all the jobs that have been created in this industry over the last 5 or 6 years, keep in mind, this was the only industry adding jobs during the financial crisis. If you had a high school diploma and wanted a job and you were willing to bust your butt and freeze it off as well, you got in a car and went to Williston from wherever you were, you could make a good living if you worked hard for it. And during the financial crisis, this was the industry that was growing. We're talking tens or hundreds of thousands of good jobs. And that's why I've said that I don't think that it's a positive for America. Just because we have cheap gas, people aren't going to buy a home because gas is cheap.
To listen to the full-length interview with Brian Sullivan, co-host of CNBC's Power Lunch, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies, and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it it might be, I truly invite you to check out The Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that The Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30 plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say The Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.